everybody, welcome to the Faith and Fandom Podcast. My name is Hector Mirai, and today we're here with an Artist's Alley Aftermath edition for Concord MicroCon. Now, this is my second time being at Concord MicroCon. The first time was apparently about 5 years ago at their second show. And since then, I have just been a bajillion types of busy, and it's not really worked out to be back there. And one of the things is also is that they do their MicroCon on Free Comic Book Day, which also kind of throws a monkey in the wrench if I'm involved or I'm asked to be somewhere else. Like, I got invited to be at a Free Comic Book Day in Fayetteville after I'd already agreed to be at Concord MicroCon. So it's its own thing. But I love the venue. I love the vibe. It is a Comic-Con that takes place at a brewery, a place, you know, where they make beer. And I actually talked about that in my church sermon this morning, is that, you know, there are people in nerd ministry and stuff like that who probably wouldn't do a show at a Comic-Con because they see it as a show at a brewery because it's a, you know, not necessarily a safe space. But reality is, I had some really great spiritual conversations based just on the fact that it wasn't a place where the gospel is just like readily available and stuff. So I enjoy a good place where I can share in unique ways and different ways with that. So I appreciate Chris Rigo and the folks at Beardy Weirdies and the people that put this show on. It's a good show. And it's unique because it takes place outdoors, in a big hall where there's just comic dealers. And then in the brewery itself, there's some large scale artists and stuff on the bottom floor, but then they have an artist attic. So, it's a spot where all the Artist Alley people are up in an attic space. And I want to say there's probably less than 20 artists at this thing, which gives it a unique vibe of kind of an exclusivity and kind of curated. But it's a cool experience with that. So I'm just going to go ahead and make this statement, the one statement that is my negative. And it's not even a negative towards the show. It's just a gravity and my weight and books are heavy. Is that the Artist Attic has no elevator access. It is about 25 stairs up into this space, and every crate I have for my booth is at least 100 to 150 pounds. So carrying my girth upstairs while also carrying an extra 100, 150 pounds, it's just killer, bro. It's legitimately killer. And add to that carrying my own table for this show. It was just a lot. It was a lot. And I remember doing it last time. Now, here's the thing. I did this show 5 years ago. The amount of books and stuff that I had 5 years ago versus now, it's not even really comparable, because 5 years ago is a lot of new books. And it's a lot more stuff in that capacity. I keep it in about the same space, but it's a lot more stuff at this point in time, and it's a lot heavier. So that being said, it's the only negative, and I ain't mad at them. I'm grateful to be there. I'm great to be invited. You know, they were very cool to me and very warm and welcoming in that capacity. So, but I'm gonna tell you what, the stairs getting up and the stairs at the end of the day, like, there's part of me that just wanted to tip my crates over the side of the stairs and let them crash into whatever they had to and call it a day. If people weren't down there taking like a tour of the brewery at the end of the show, I could have been tempted. But it was a really good core workout. Got a lot of cardio, a lot of strength, and I feel like I can rest a little extra in the next day or so, because I can make sure that I've gotten well. I've gotten my workout in. So that's the kind of gist overall, just on the circumstances of it. It's a cool experience. I got to be in the room with a couple people that I'm friends with. My friend Casey Klein, who does, what was her thing? No Boundaries? Hold on. My friend Casey Klein is a cosplayer, and she's just a cool person. And I have not seen her in forever. She's Space Case Cosplay, and then she also has a business called, I'm scrolling through her Facebook now, Bright Suns Embroidery. And she's just a cool person, and I love Casey, and so it was great to see her there, and she had some merch for sale, and she also is the first person I ever saw as Ahsoka. Like, she's the first Ahsoka cosplayer I ever saw, and it was at Concord MicroCon 5 years ago, and she was the first Ahsoka cosplayer. There's also EB Spider, which is a crochet booth, and they make some of the dopest, softest crochet stuff, and they're people that I'd met on the con journey for years, but I didn't really get to, like, learn more about them until TikTok over the pandemic, so it was cool to be up there. I was right across from them. I was also beside a really dope artist who had some of the most eclectic pieces for art. Like, he would go from the Golden Girls to The Harder They Fall to Doctor Who to, I mean, it's just like he was all over the place. And that's one of the things I love, is because for me personally, like, I cover a wide variety of ground, and you know, it's just a lot. So if I'm looking at this correctly, 34 is, or so, I was number 28, which was right there, and I was right in front of, I'm trying to figure out where I was on the chart. It wasn't Jonathan. Let's see. Davey Beauchamp. There was an artist that was right beside me. That was just genuinely fantastic. And it could have been Chris Etchman. I think it might have been Chris Etchman. Or it could have been Chris Keffler. So, on my money, it was either Chris Etchman or Chris Keefler. Either way, there was a dope artist, and one of my favorite pieces is that he had a Harder They Fall piece, and I've never seen anybody do artwork from the Harder They Fall, and so I really enjoyed that. Good experience up there. And, you know, the show, it was only 5 hours long, and so 5 hours goes by really fast in con time, and but it was neat. Before we even got there, we were tagged on Instagram by someone saying they're excited to see us at the show, and I'm just tell you this, that's encouraging when you know you're heading to a show and someone's actually looking forward to seeing you before you get there. That's great. And I wanted to pull up the account so I can say it properly. Someone who had made a Ghostbusters Star Wars droid, and it was pretty neat. Let me find that. That's around her. But yeah, somebody made a Star Wars Ghostbusters droid, and I want to say the droid name was EGON. So, like, Egon. I scrolled too far. So where was that? That was right here. We go. It was the_Ghostbusters_droid, and yeah, that was neat to get to be able to see that, and to be able to meet people that are con friends and con family, and it was just great to see. The droid looked really cool too. But it was just encouraging to be able to see that people were looking forward to it and us being there and being a part of it. Some of my friends that just made some really cool stuff, and I was grateful to see it, grateful to be be able to experience it and be up there with those artists in that way. It's also, you know, it's a unique experience because it's one of the few shows where it's like a specifically not churchy environment, or where it's a little different than, you know, what you would see or experience other places. And the fact that it was in a brewery was like, meant like every legitimate spiritual conversation I had with somebody, usually was with somebody that had had more, had at least an alcoholic beverage or more. And so, you know, it kind of like was like, all right, you're obviously not going to condemn me because I'm standing here talking to you while I have a drink. And so that capacity alone helped open up, I feel like, good conversation with that. But I was grateful for it. And it was a cool thing with that. We had a good overall turnout, I'd say, especially for only 20 artists, and the fact that people had to climb upstairs to get there. That's a lot. And actually, I'm looking at the map, I can count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 13 artists. So these people were going to have 13 artists at that show and decided that I would be one of them. And I just greatly appreciate that. I really, really do. That's how they felt and that they were okay with that. That they wanted me to be a part of it. Let's see what else is going on. It was, while I was up there, it was solid. I ate lunch there because it is a brewery with like a restaurant and everything. I ended up with this amazing pimento cheeseburger because that's been my thing lately. And just getting melty pimento cheese on a burger. There are a couple times where people were just really, really excited about the kids' book. Can I Still Wear My Cape? It was probably one of the best days for Can I Still Wear My Cape. Really appreciated that as well. And overall, just a good experience. Good, quick con. And so there was the really great artist that was right beside me. So there was a guy who was a cosplayer, and he came over to my booth at one point in time. And when he came over to my booth, he referenced something about Star Wars, and then he said, you know, he went on to try and make a statement to the effect of that he can't stand how all the new Star Wars stuff has ruined Star Wars, and he was being really, really, really negative and toxic. Now, if you know me, I like enjoying things, and I don't like being crazy negative about stuff. I don't find value in that. And so I'm having a conversation with this guy. He's like, you know, he's like, I just can't stand Star Wars with the way they ruined it. You know what I mean? And I just looked at the guy. I was like, no. He's like, the way they're just, and he went on this toxic, gross sentiment trail about that. And I just looked at him. I was like, no, dude. And the guy kept kind of pressing, thinking he was going to get me to join in on his tirade of negativity. And I was like, no. And I just smiled and ate my pimento cheeseburger. And, you know, eventually the guy just kind of like walked away. And then when that happened, you know, maybe an hour later, and okay, so I found the dude's art, I think, too. His it's Etchman. So I think it's Chris Etchman is the artist that was next to me. And it's Chris Etchman. So as I was there for this, like, Chris Etchman, like, says, hey, man, when that dude was talking to you about Star Wars and you didn't jump in on the negative, I really appreciate that. And I thought that was so cool because, one, I didn't realize he could hear me. But two, he literally recounted the story. He's like, you know what I mean? He's like, he just went, no. He said he about died laughing. So Chris Etchman, that was the thing that just kind of really stood out to me, was that he actually was listening to my conversation, and he was grateful that I wasn't negative and rude and mean and stuff like that. And that was a blessing to me in that capacity. But yeah, I just appreciated it. I thought that was really cool. Also had some good conversations with people that there's a young man who wanted to get into creating clean comic books to be as something as a way to just be an encouragement to others. I was able to put him in touch with some stuff with that. Being able to talk with some parents about just some good stuff for their kids. I mean, it's just, I had a really good outreach day in terms of actually getting to minister to people and talk to people and stuff like that. And it was only a 5-hour window. So I just thought that was really cool. And I even got to have a heart-to-heart conversation with someone who I'll remain anonymous, that I had seen their social media posts and they were struggling with some body images and self-worth. And before the show was over, they had come by my booth and I got to talk to them, you know, about what they had posted and be encouraging and, you know, about seeing their own worth and things like that, and turned into some tears and some, you know, warm fuzzies with that. But, you know, it was a good day. And I really feel like it was effective as far as being an outreach capacity, way more effective than, you know, some of the other stuff. And I told my congregation this morning as I was preaching, I was like, you know what? Everything that I'm saying to y'all signed up for. Y'all signed up for Jesus and you came and sat in these chairs because you wanted to hear a gospel message. All the stuff, conversations I got to have yesterday, that was ministry outside of the bubble. And I was really, really grateful for that. Also, got to see my friend that does a super dope Doom cosplay. Where was that? Looking back through my Instagram. Blister. That's one of the struggles. Okay, it's Blitz Dog, John Tompkins. John Tompkins came in there, and John is kind of famous for an Indiana Jones cosplay, but he also does the Phantom and stuff, but he came in there with Doom yesterday, and it was really funny. At one point, John was talking about me and Faith and Fandom across the room, and, you know, my ears perked up, and I looked over. He's like, yeah, I'm talking about you. And he's dressed in a full Dr. Doom costume. And he points his finger. Yeah, I'm talking about you. And it was just this weird moment to look up and see Dr. Doom, like, basically threatening me. So that was a fun life experience with that as well. But yeah, it was a good experience with that. Another thing too is because I was coming from Conway, the drive home was almost all trees, like, for until Rockingham. So it took me back roads, and it was just a gorgeous afternoon driving through these beautiful trees, and I loved it. I loved the whole drive home of just getting to rest. The drive up, I listened to the entire Almost Famous Broadway musical and then kind of shuffled out some rest of the stuff with it. But it was a good show. Good experience. I still haven't completely unloaded my car. I just moved the candles out so they didn't melt because my body was tired. Literally, when I got up the stairs the first time, my legs were shaking and weak. So I was like, this wasn't smart. But it was good. But yeah, that was the experience there at Concord MicroCon. Again, great show, great experience. And I really did appreciate all the people that helped make it possible. And on that note, I want to take a moment to thank our Patreon supporters. Ron Poteet, Tesh Norton, Scott Ward, Alicia Benson, Candace Davis, Jay Sheed, Jillian, Jason Crutchfield, Mike Perna, Todd Turner, John Jacobs, Zach Harris, Caleb Grimm, Jeanette Skaggs, Chris Poye, Jason Bullock, Christina Ray, Sarah Lewis, Patrick Gale, Rebecca Godlove, and Adam Davis. All of you have contributed to Faith and Fandom in some capacity or another. That has helped make all of the ministry that we do possible. And Like, legitimately, I could, there's been days and weeks and months where this stuff couldn't have happened, if it wasn't for the work and love y'all put into this. So thank you to our Patreon supporters. Thank you to everyone that stopped by the booth. Our next show, we're going to be, I'm going to be at, the Carolina Movement Conference, which is kind of a pastoral conference in Raleigh, May 10th and 11th. Set up with Faith and Fandom, kind of using it as curriculum. And then on May 13th, I will be at Asheboro Library Comic Con in Asheboro from 10 to 1. It's a very, very short show. But that being said, I'm going to go and be a part of it because they asked me to be there. And, you know, I'm going to take that invitation. And then we're going to have about a month off until Heroes Con. So that's super dope. Hopefully we'll have the new, mini devotional book out by then and some other stuff along the way. So thank you for taking the time to listen, and I hope to see you at a show soon.